everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Coffman. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. Getting used to actual winter up here. Been a long time.
And I think here in southern Michigan, where I'm at, it's 7 degrees today. And the lakes have actually frozen over for the first time in years. And the ice shanties are on the lake. And I had a guy tell me he was very upset. He went to Gander and could not find any ice fishing gear. And I'm like, well, you have to have ice to ice fish. And this is unusual. We usually don't get as much cold weather as we have. But
right. Well, if Sean's listening, we have ice augers on sale up here. So anyway, inside joke.
I hope it's warmer where you are.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely, I went and grabbed lunch. It was 7. So they're saying this will last another week. But if it is warm where you are, enjoy it. But we got some news for you. Best practice stuff going on here at Blueberry. We've got a question of the week as well. So let's go ahead and get into it. The big rage right now, Mike, everyone's talking about Clubhouse. Clubhouse this, Clubhouse that. Well, it turns out that Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner of Shark Tank Shark, is stepping into the podcasting world with a new app called Fireside, which is kind of funny because Dan Benjamin might take a little offense to that because he runs a podcasting service. But they're going to do basically it's everything that Clubhouse has today except recording and tipping. But I heard yesterday Clubhouse announced tipping.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, like I said, I think Dan Benjamin's going to have a little trouble with the name of that app. So hopefully they'll get that worked out without too much craziness.
Yep. So hopefully Dan has filed a trademark for his service. You know, that's always something you can use to protect yourself. And it is very two like-minded services because it's very podcast related. So yeah, good luck to Dan on fighting that off. But you know, whenever I hear something like 3D audio, I always get, you know, in those types of terms. And I had a little fun with this yesterday as well. But I guess the folks over at iHeart is introducing something called 3D audio. And it's basically specific studios set up to record audio in a way that I guess makes you hear people from behind you and to the side. And but they've got 22 engineers for 4 studios. So I don't know if this is something the average podcaster is going to do.
Yeah, probably not. It's a lot like surround sound is on, you know, for your television or whatever. They have to record the different areas of the room. So, you know, how much this is going to get used by a lot of people, who knows? But might be kind of fun for, you know, say like those true crime or recreated stories and whatnot, you know, scripted stuff. It might be kind of cool if you got the facility for it.
Well, and I think they're going to do a handful of shows using that type of technology. I'm sure at much great expense. There's another company out there that's using Dolby Atmos stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that are looking at the soundscaping of podcasting. And I think we're quite pleased if podcasters at least have a decent mic and do a little bit of audio conditioning, maybe with a tool like Ophonic or something. I think that's the majority of us are going to use that and be done with it. But anyway, we'll watch the big boys spend the big bucks on 3D audio.
Yeah, that's almost like 3D television. Remember that at CES several years ago? That was the biggest thing. And
yeah,
you don't see that anymore.
So if you're just starting or interested in learning more quick and easy facts about podcasting's growth, there's an article. Where did you find this one?
Mackenzie found that. It's over at Brandtastic, which is a marketing type blog, I guess. But the article is called Why Are Podcasts So Popular in 2021? And it kind of goes through some stats and a little bit about the history. And I didn't read deeply, so I don't know how accurate the history is, but Rogan's picture's there. but it goes through some of the reasons that people like podcasting, which we all know as podcasters, and most of us are probably listeners too, but you know, you can multitask while you're podcasting, while you're listening to podcasting. And that's one of the big things about it. That's, you know, why video podcasting isn't nearly as popular as it was, or as it should be, you know, and you can't watch YouTube while you're doing something else generally. I mean, you might listen to it, but you know, audio podcasting is just a lot easier to use for a lot of people. And, you know, it goes through a lot of things about monetizing and reaching your audience. And it's a nice little general article.
I think they got some dates wrong and some numbers wrong.
Yeah.
Since 2005, more than 700,000 podcasts have been created. Well, last check was at 1.8 or something. Yeah. So
I think they're a million shy.
Yeah, there's just a few minor issues here. So, but anyway, good article overall. We'll move on next. There's interesting, never news to us. Forbes is saying podcasting ad dollars are coming in as popular and podcasting grows. That's kind of like a, yeah, duh.
You think?
You know, you don't want to bash on Forbes too much. Thanks for the ink. Thanks for continuing to say podcasting is growing. I think a few times they have said over the years, podcasting is dead. Podcasting is on the decline. Yet podcasting has continued to have this nice steady increase with inflection points of jumps. I think we can probably say 2020 was an inflection point of people doing two or three shows, and maybe that's even continuing into 2021. So, and largely because of COVID, but I think ad dollars are coming in. The challenge really is, though, and I was looking at some of the growth numbers some other people have talked about, is that it's not trickling down as fast as it should. And it never has.
Yeah, it's all the big top shows, you know, that get all the ad dollars, but a lot of ad buyers don't realize that, you know, little shows that, you know, a lot of us do, you know, we're really tight with our audience. And if we recommend something and we truly think that's a cool product, you're going to sell a lot more.
Yep. Overall. Yep. The performance is going to be much higher across smaller shows that are truly engaged in a product or service. But what can we can't tell them anything, Mike, because we haven't been doing this very long.
No, so. I've never heard of it.
So Angela found a weird article. The website is a little, it's old school. I mean, this is an old school website, and I kind of giggled a little bit. He put the site up in 2009, and I think it hasn't been updated since 2009, but basically he's stating that 40% of the web uses WordPress.
Yeah, that's the latest from, you know, everybody crawling, you know, the web and everything, that, you know, pretty much 40% of the entire web is WordPress. It was 25% for a long time. And I think just the ease of customization and, you know, pretty much every web host, the first thing they have is a button to install WordPress. So,
you know, I think a statement he makes here, when we announced 5 years ago that WordPress usage had reached 25%, its creator, Mike Mullenweg, famous answered by writing 75 to go. I found that quite a venturous statement. After all, we currently monitor 737 other content management systems. It's not like there's a lack of choice for webmasters. There's no shortage of other impressive success stories. Yet WordPress plays in a league of its own. It's not the usage numbers. Also, the ecosystem around WordPress is remarkable. There are more than 58,000 plugins, more than 8,000 themes. And if you can't find a theme for your podcast by digging through 8,000 themes, and any number of companies, individuals that make a living from creating WordPress websites. There's also a fair number of web hosting providers specialized in WordPress hosting. And of course, we are one of them.
Yeah, and we deal with a lot of them too, you know, and, you know, some are better than others. But for the most part, once you get a stable server and throw a WordPress site up there, it is not hard to maintain. You know, you got to keep everything up to date, but
I would say Blueberry is quite the player in the WordPress space. We probably have as many WordPress sites being deployed by our listeners than most small hosting companies.
Oh yeah. We've got, I forget what the count was, but I was surprised when we were digging through that.
It's really, really high. So anyway, again, as a reminder, you can use WordPress yourself with any web host, whether it be GoDaddy, whether it be DreamHost, whether it be WP Engine. You know, you can use WordPress almost any place. And you roll your own, put your own plugins, set your own templates up, have full control of your brand and your message. And that's what I've done for 16 years with my personal website. My site didn't start out on WordPress, though. Mine started on Movable Type.
I remember that.
And I think I've been on WordPress now for, I'll have to look when I made the switch over, but maybe 13 years. And then, you know, the site's grown with all the changes, all the new technology, all the new functions. So, you know, it's a powerful platform. This is why we continue to recommend the WordPress PowerPress combination as a way to power your podcast And we're bringing lots of new tools on that's going to make you want to host with us if you're not hosting with us already. Mm-hmm. But really, the main thing is save you time. If you're doing the WordPress PowerPress combination, you just write your blog post, upload your media, and hit publish.
Yeah, people try to make this a lot harder than it is. And, you know, WordPress, you know, podcasting is a blog with audio in most cases. And so you make a blog post on a blog platform, which WordPress is the best at, in my opinion. And voila, you have a podcast and you don't have to do any extra work as far as publishing.
So that's, you know, it's an exciting, I guess for a better word, it's an exciting time to be a WordPress user. And again, every Blueberry hosting customer gets a free WordPress website. It's a basic site, one template, a handful of plugins, but it really has everything you need to get started and launch a show. And then when you're ready to graduate, either move up to our deluxe plan or you launch a site of your own on a third-party provider. So it's a great way to get going. Let's go ahead and move into best practices. And this is a good one, Mike. I don't know where you pulled this rabbit out of the hat.
Well, it's because of that Mark Cuban thing, you know, a little Google search would have probably saved him some trouble.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And what's in a name, right? How to choose a title for your podcast. And this is, you know, maybe a little harder than you would think at this point.
Yeah. You know, the big thing about titles for podcasts is you want to make them easy for people to find and to talk about your show. You want them easy to spell, you know, because if you have a domain name with the name of your podcast in it, you don't want people to have to do some weird spelling to get it. But one of the things you really need to do is make sure that the title of your show describes something about what the show's about.
Yeah. You don't want to do a title of a show called Basket Weaving and then talk about sports.
Some of these cutesy things, you know, like a lot of podcasts I know, and actually in sports, is they use some sort of inside term for that sport. Well, that'll get everybody that knows that sport, but it won't generally entice anybody else to check it out, which may be what you're going for. But, you know, think of something that describes your show and that doesn't make people think about something that isn't related at all to what you're talking about.
This show is a prime example. Podcast Insider, podcastinsider.com. My personal show, Geek News Central, geeknewscentral.com. New Media Show, newmediashow.com. So it all, you know, I've been lucky enough to have a name that matches the domain, which helps me a lot. So that may make it harder. But again, if you Google the name you're thinking of, first thing you do is you find out, is it already being used? And here's, I'll be careful here, but if you find a show that is using the same exact name, is that show still active or have they been dead for 5 years?
Yeah, that happens a lot. There's a lot of shows out there that don't exist anymore that may have used that name. It's probably okay.
But you have to be careful still, because let's say that person owns the trademark to that. They could come and come after you. So when in doubt, you can always email the person that may have a show name just like the one you're thinking about. And maybe that's an opportunity for you. Maybe that person has an associated domain name that they might be willing to sell to you. And so what I've found over the years is people leave their websites up. And then when someone comes to them and says, hey, I'd like to have use this name for my podcast and you've got a great domain, it may cost you a few bucks.
Yeah. It might be worth it in the long run, because then you won't have that problem with the trademarks and getting a decent domain and all that stuff.
But make sure it doesn't have another meaning that you don't want to associate with your show. So, Mike, you had one called, what, the Benzoid Report? What was that?
Well, that was kind of an insider thing out here. I lived in a county called Benzie County, so we always called ourselves Benzoids. Well, a benzoid is some sort of drug which has nothing to do with a small county in Michigan. And so I ended up changing that. That's my Mike Dell's World show now.
So, you know, you write here in the comments, Mike, make it easy to spell and say out loud. What is the, you've got a great example here.
Yeah, Procrastocast.
Procrastocast. Is that actually a word?
No, but it's a friend of mine, Brian, he's up in the UP there. And when he first started out back in 2005, that's what he had. And he's friends with Adam, and Adam always used to give him crap about that name. So
Procrastocast. Oh my gosh. So yeah. And another thing too, is make it something people are going to search for. You know, think about geek news. That's what it is, right? Podcast Insider. You guys have, this is the insider show about podcasting. new media. We're talking about new media. So it's people find you sometimes by the title of your show. They most often now will find you if you've got a good, correctly written episode title. But the name is probably the most important key thing to get right first. But what about stuffing your titles? We've seen this a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some bad information out there that you need to put as much in the title as you possibly can so you'll be found on Apple and you see these titles. I mean, I remember one that I couldn't type on a single line in a word processor. It was so long, the title, you know? No, don't do that. Think of your favorite TV show, and it's just called whatever that TV show. And my example here is MASH. You know, MASH was just called MASH. It wasn't MASH, a comedy about doctors and the creators.
MASH is anymore, Mike.
Yeah, I know. We're aging ourselves. It's on reruns, but it was just called MASH. It didn't describe it. It didn't say who was in it. It just said MASH.
Well, today people might think it's MOSH, like a mosh pit versus a MASH.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, well, hey, I am who I am here.
I think it's true, though, that, you know, really, if I had to think about my show, because I had none of this advice when I started my podcast, why did I call it Geek News Central? The stupidest thing in the world. I should have called it Geek News. And that domain was available. And a couple of years later, when I really got to thinking about that, I was like, I should have just called it Geek News to begin with. It had been much easier. And I could have owned that top level domain authority a little better. So anyway, use a little bit of think. If you're getting ready to rename your show, we've talked about that in the past too.
We've done it three times on this show.
Right. And I've done it twice on New Media Show. So very, very cool.
Yep. So just, you know, just think it over and do a little research. Don't just grab the first cool thing you find without doing any background on it. You may find that it's either used or it means something that you don't want associated. You know, just be careful with it.
I have to share the news here because it just came in. My son is involved in creating media and he's blowing up the chat line. His team of four actually won a regional Emmy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
An Emmy award winner in the family.
Oh, my goodness.
Congrats.
Yeah. So that's big. That's really, really big. So he's slipping out. So I guess I have a phone call to make.
Yeah, no doubt.
So outstanding. But anyway, yeah, maybe you can have an Emmy awarding podcast. My son had an Emmy awarding short in high school category. So very, very cool. All right. So yeah, make it easy. Think about it. Take your time. Try to find a related domain name. All awesome. So let's talk about some blueberry news.
The affiliate payments are going out next week. So those of you that are affiliates of Blueberry, go ahead and watch your PayPal. And if you want to be an affiliate, email mckenzie@blueberry.com or right there in the dashboard at Blueberry, there's the Make Money tab and you can apply to be an affiliate.
You know, this is something that every podcaster, if you don't have advertising yet, you need to be an affiliate because we have the best affiliate program in the podcasting space. Not only do you earn a bounty, let's say someone signs up for an $80 hosting account. After that account has billed twice, you're going to get paid $80 for that referral. Plus, for every month that person's a customer through the end of the year, we will multiply that 8 times 10 or 9 or whatever the number is, and then you'll get an annual bonus of 5 to 7% depending on what your total volume of affiliate referrals
is. It rolls year to year as well.
And it rolls year to year. So we've got affiliates that are making 5-figure affiliate bonus checks at the end of the year. So don't be afraid to get involved and becoming an affiliate and promoting Blueberry Podcasting. And, you know, it's simple. Replicate the formula that we have taught you and that you have learned by being a Blueberry customer and get rewarded for that. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to be part of the team. We want you to be part of our collective here, part of the tribe. So those of you that are affiliates, stand by. Cash register to your PayPal account is about to ring.
Yep, that is good thing.
So if you've been in the podcaster dashboard over at blueberry.com, we are now, it's the first phase has been launched, the sidebar. And the sidebar is going to continue to grow or expand. And the inner menus are going to start updating. You want to talk a little bit about it, Mike?
Yeah, like I said, we talked about it last week, but, you know, just don't want anybody to get too shocked here and not think this is the end all be all, but the sidebar has now changed in dashboard, but all the other stuff is still there. Plus, you can access all that on that sidebar. The nice thing about it is, you know, we didn't take away anything yet. But coming soon in phase 2 and 3, you're going to have the menus on the inside change. And the way you navigate it will be that bar. And it's really a slick deal. Chris has been working on that for a long time. And it's finally coming to pass. So looking forward to that change.
And actually, I stand corrected, is that you guys have been hearing the ding, ding, ding in the show here. I'm sorry, one of my computers is hooked up to my message system. He didn't win a regional. He won the national.
Nice.
Emmy for their high school category. So fantastic. So anyway, yes, go out there and check out the dashboard. Give us feedback and lots of stuff coming. Lots of new menus. Matter of fact, we were working on some landing page menus this afternoon. So the dev team is now ready to start doing the next part of the design. And so you're going to start seeing this progress.
And don't worry, we're not taking anything away. We're just going to make it easier to find and better organized.
Modernized. It's going to look really, really cool. I'm telling him here to tell you, absolutely. If you love Blueberry and you're using our podcaster dashboard to publish your show now, you're going to be like, well, you can basically send flowers to the whole team. We can be your Valentine.
There you go.
All right. So Earbuds Collective 4-year anniversary. This Saturday, we'll be giving away gift baskets. Join them on Facebook for trivia, cocktails, and more. So again, the Earbuds Collective 4-year anniversary. Congratulations to that team. And so it's not like we're not giving away like 5 years of hosting or anything. We're just giving them, you know, it's a little like door prize type thing.
Sure.
But congratulations to Earbuds Collective. If your network or your show is having a big anniversary, drop us a line. Let us know. We want to celebrate with you.
By the way, if you want to get interviewed by Mackenzie, myself, or Todd, just email us at blueberry.com, first name, @blueberry.com, and we'll set up an interview. Mackenzie's got an interview for next week. I heard it's pretty good.
So the question of the week comes from Faith on Facebook. She says, what some advice can you give me? I hate the sound of my voice, but want to start my podcast. I'm nervous. You know, Mike, you've got an answer for this. I hate my voice too.
Yeah, everybody does at first, and some people never get used to it.
And you don't want to, you know, I have a hard time listening to myself, you know, because you just, you know, but your voice is your voice. Don't be afraid about your voice. I don't have a voice for radio or for podcasting, but I'm a podcaster, and it's a beautiful thing. So really, though, Mike, what's your feedback, though?
Yeah, basically, you know, everybody at first will hate the sound of their voice. Some people get used to it. I'm totally used to it now. But what you sound like to you inside your own head is not what everybody else hears. And when you record it, you don't hear it the way you hear it when you talk. So it is just a weird thing. But believe me, you know, unless you got some really weird thing going on, you sound fine. Don't worry about it. Just start. Like I said, nobody else hears you the way you sound in your own head. And, you know, I know this isn't really a tech question, but I thought it was pretty interesting that, you know, that would stop somebody. A lot of people don't like wearing headphones while they talk to monitor themselves because they hear it and it doesn't sound right. Believe me, you do get used to it. The more you do it, the more you get used to it. And you really do need to listen to yourself while you're recording to make sure you're still on mic or whatever, you know. But my big advice is just don't worry about it. Start and, you know, you'll get used to it or you won't, but don't worry about it.
Well, I think you said it well enough. So this coming weekend, you're going to be doing the next episode of the podcast Help Desk, What's on Tap?
I'm going to talk about some of the ways you can take a break and maybe not lose your listeners. You know, say you want to quit podcasting for a little while, but come back. I'm going to go through some of the ways I've done that because I've done that a lot of times and some of the reasons why you might not want to take a break.
I think taking a break is good with caveats.
Yeah. Don't start a podcast, do 6 episodes and take a year off. That's not going to work.
And, you know, when you're new, that you shouldn't take any breaks, but that's Mike will fill you in on the podcast help desk. So you can go over to podcasthelpdesk.com,
a blueberry site.
That's right. And get the lowdown on that, on what you should or should not do. And, you know, even myself, after 16 years of podcasting, I need a break once in a while now. But it's very hard for me to, you know, I do two shows a week with my normal show. So if I take two or three episodes off, it's almost like takes me two or three episodes to get back in, like,
yeah, get in the groove,
you know, so it's, I get in here and I fumble through. So this is the risk of taking a big break. So anyway, Mike will talk about this on the podcast help desk. So if you have a question or feedback, click on the leave a voicemail on the sidebar of the podcastinsider.com website. Mike, we're going to make some changes soon to some of our systems. Are we going to be able to continue having that feedback widget?
I'm hoping so. It may change again, but we'll have something. It might even just be a phone number to call.
Yeah, we fired our
phone system.
Phone system. And we're going to a new system, and it'll be a couple of weeks to transition the 800 numbers. But yeah, it's pretty, you know, how can you mess that up? You know, someone that does phone service, and yeah, we fired them. So we're moving on to a more robust service. Maybe we'll talk about that sometime too.
Yeah, it might be interesting to somebody.
All right, everyone. So this is going to wrap the show up. Don't forget, you can get a 30-day free trial of Blueberry Podcasting by using the promo code Insider. If you've been on the website here recently, we'd love to hear your feedback on the new page layouts and what we put on there. Are we providing enough information? We're going to be launching a whole new support section of the website with documentation really cleanly organized. You're going to see lots of big changes coming to the website, making it easy for you to podcast and build your audience, because that's what we're here for. We want you to build your audience. If you're looking for a podcast consult, drop me an email personally. I'd be happy. And Mike does podcast checkups. I do podcast consults. And if you're a customer, I'd be happy to talk with you for 30 minutes about your show. Just email me, todd@blueberry.com. But if you want to be on the show, Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. Again, use that promo code Insider to get a free 30-day trial. Happy to share that. Share that code with your friends, family members, people that you know. Don't post it on the bathroom wall.
And don't spam people with it.
Don't spam people with it. But get your own code by becoming an affiliate. Of course, if you like today's show, you like how we sound and that smooth voice, you can check out Blueberry Pro or Pro Production Services. And the Pro Production team is here to really rock your world and rock your podcast. So blueberrypro.com, BLUBRY pro.com. Did I miss anything, Mike?
No, I think you got it.
All right. Again, if you have feedback, send us a voicemail or an email or whatever. But we'll see you next Thursday here on the New Media Show. Everyone, take care.
On the Podcast Insider.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Podcast Insider.
You do too many shows, Todd.
Too many shows. I just advertise it on the show. Podcast Insider next Thursday. All right, everyone. See you next time. Bye.